Kentucky boy go crazy.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth. The most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM. The movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
Milwaukee, stand up.
It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe, from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back. We ready, we ready.
101.7, the truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show live from American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Thank you for joining me for the second hour of the Tory Lowe Show. Now, we may have some breaking news coming in from Charmaine Nixon's family may call in. They may call in. They right now, they're having a balloon release. Charmaine Nixon was found unalived near Tytonian Capitol, and the family is looking for answers. The auntie came on the show yesterday to talk about what was going on with the situation. Found outside of a local grocery store in the bush, and they're trying to get answers right now. So the family hit me up before I got on the show today and said that they were going to do a balloon release. And once they are done with the balloon release, to bring more awareness about what's going on with her situation, they would maybe give a call. You know, you can't control when they out and moving around. So hopefully, we'll get a call here within this hour or maybe at 3 o'clock if they have the time. But once again, an interesting situation where the family says that there's conflicting stories between Charmaine Nixon, what happened to her, saying that people are saying one thing, police are saying another thing. Police claim or may have video, and the family is just asking for just look at that video. Basically, to me, sounds like they've been getting a runaround from when I hear the family trying to making them, a schedule, get the detective on the schedule to show them what they have. Every time they would show up, they would get the runaround. So that would even bring out more suspicion. If you just want to look at a piece of video to prove what they're saying. But like I said, this is what we got to do is make sure that this family gets some kind of closure to the situation if that's the case. And it's just like the Brookfield situation. You know, Tory Medley, they said that he was, you know, he killed himself through hanging at a golf course in Brookfield. A lot of people say, hey, if it's camera footage of this, let the family see it. And I think that they're thinking that if they let time go by, it'll die down. But a lot of this is not going to die down because at the end of the day, it may make it worse. It seems like more people are getting informed and the knowledge is starting to grow and people are starting to raise more eyebrows about what's going on in Brookfield. And just like with this family, Charmaine Nixon, it seems like they're starting to get antsy because the police or the detective is not trying to allow them the relief of seeing what they have. And I'll say this, if there's no investigation, then what's the problem? If it's not under investigation, if you're saying that it is what it is, why continue to allow stress on the community? Okay. But I got a question of the day, Truth Nation. I want to get to my question of the day. Now, we talked about all year these food delivery drivers. And the situations that happened with the woman that with the 10-piece wing and other situations where there was some kind of negative conflict between the delivery services. But now we have another situation, and this is in Indiana. And I want to bring this up because a lot of y'all, this is the holiday season. A lot of y'all using the DoorDash, y'all using these apps, people dropping off the food, people dropping off the food to your house. Or y'all, you know, especially this new generation, this is what they do. They pay them to deliver the, you know, this is how they making their money, you know. Streaming apps, DoorDash, all these apps. But is the food, do you trust getting the food? That's what I want to ask Truth Nation. Do you trust somebody dropping off the food to your house, a complete stranger? We got some video out of Indiana where the DoorDash driver was caught spraying an Arby's order what it looked like it was mace, some mace. If you're watching this, we broadcast live. We got video footage of this. Let's listen. Somebody look at this. Woman.
My wife had started eating, and she started choking and gasping, and after she had had a couple bites of her food, she actually threw up. It's pepper spray. It's more than likely what it is, but now in this day and age, it could have been anything. It could have been rat poison. It could have been fentanyl. You know, my wife could have been dead. Definitely want to see her prosecuted.
Once again, the lady sprayed the mace on the food, and the wife ate the food and almost choked, could have lost her life, and now she's facing a felony. Now, why would you spray the mace on the food? See, that's my question of the day. Are you trusting the delivery service to bring the food? Now, back in the day, we used to do the pizza delivery. And, you know, it was common that, you know, it came right from the restaurant to the house. Hot and ready sometimes. But I don't know. Are you still doing this? Are you still using a food delivery service? But when we come back, we got the family of Charmaine Nixon on the lines. We got the auntie. They had a balloon release. And we want to get an update on what happened on Titonia and Capitol as well. When we come back, we got the family on the lines. Truth Nation, stay locked in.
You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Seven the Truth, Tory Lowe Show. Once again, we have a situation that we are talking to the family of Charmaine Nixon. This happened November 28th when her body was found by someone near Gallus on Titonia and Capitol. The family is hearing conflicting ideas between people out in the community and what the police are saying, and they just want answers, and they just want to see if the police have any video to show them to calm the family during this time of their grieving. They are just asking for the police to come forward and show them video if they have any to say that this was something that didn't have any foul play. We got Kathy on the lines, the aunt. It's on the lines. How you doing, Queen?
I'm good.
Today was a balloon release. Today it was a balloon release. Family had a balloon release on Titonia and Capitol. What's going on?
We still trying to get information. We still haven't found anything else. Nothing new. Nothing more than what I spoke with you with and told you. They're still spinning us. Every time they tell us to come down there one day to come and get the talk to the detective, they tell us we got to call back. Now they're saying that the detective that's on, or the lead police officer that's over this case, is on vacation until the 15th. And my question is, why they can't have the supervisor go over this video with us while he's not available? You know, it's like they study spinning us, and I don't think that's cool. You know, if it was somebody else out here or whatever, or somebody else's family out here, they'd break their neck getting this video. They'd break their neck trying to clear their name, you know, but they're not trying to help us find out what happened to our family.
Well, this is a black woman that has children, that has family. At this point, it's all over social media what took place. Many times when you don't get answers and you're left to kind of wonder, due to everybody just saying this happened, that happened to your loved one. I would think that if the police have any evidence, that they would use it to help the family.
That's what we would think.
Are y'all still at the balloon release? It sounds like a lot of wind in the background.
Yes, sir, we are. We still out here.
What is the message? What is the family? What do the family want to say to the community today, having this balloon release?
That Charmaine was loved. Charmaine has family. Charmaine has the community behind her. And when I say strong community, we have a lot of support with this situation. And we want to thank everyone, including the surrounding companies that helped us. If you could have any information, like I said yesterday, any information, small or big, whether it's important to you, whether it's not important to you, it might be important to us in this case. So whatever the community can do, we appreciate anything. So please reach out to us. And again, I'm asking, if your boyfriend is listening, please, please, sir, reach out to us. We need to know what happened to her. You were the last one that I know of that was around her. You were the last one I saw her with on Capitol. So can you please reach out to the family? I'm sure you know by now your girlfriend is no longer here. And
oh, wow.
As a man, be a man and step up and do the right thing.
Wow. Once again, the family is calling in live from the balloon release on Titonia and Capitol. We have Kathy on the phone, the aunt of Charmaine Nixon, who was found lifeless on November 28th, and the family didn't get the information until, what, a week later? How long was it before the family was able to get the information that she was not alive?
It was exactly 8 days.
8 days. She was a Jane Doe.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And by you being law enforcement, you had her fingerprints. Why you didn't reach out to our family? Y'all had her under, like you said, Jane Doe. Okay, if you would have put it on the news or something, or her description on the news or something, we would have automatically would have, you know, checked in or called because of her skin condition. If you would have put that on Facebook or the news, somebody in our family would have caught that, and some of us would have found out because we was already wondering where she was at. Because she didn't show up for Thanksgiving dinner.
Well, once again, keep us informed, Kathy, on what's going on. Once again, Kathy, the aunt of Charmaine Nixon, calling in from the balloon release with the family. The family is out there right now just trying to bring awareness to what took place with their loved one, and they're asking anybody in the community if they have any information that they can use to try to put this together, put the pieces together, and they're asking the police department if they do have any type of video that they can show the family to bring a closure to this family. Please allow the family to view that video. Before we run the break, I want to get your last thoughts, what you need from me or the community.
We just need your help. Whatever help you can offer us, we are asking for it. Well, if anyone is listening to us, if you can assist us in this, please do. I need her mother and her siblings and her father to have justice. We need that. If you don't give it to nobody else, give her mom justice. Give her mom peace. So whatever you can do, anybody in the community listening, please reach out to any one of us. If you don't want to reach out to the family again, reach out to the police station or the TV station. They'll find us. And we thank you for anything that you can help us with.
Well, once again, we'll definitely continue to do our part and try to make sure that you could get the closure that the family deserves from this situation. And I appreciate you for calling in from the balloon release. Right now, the family is out on Tytonian Capitol. If you're driving by, honk the horn, stop by, give condolences. And we thank you for keeping us up to date, Kathy, and all you're doing to fight for
your loved one. Thank you.
All right. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you for tapping in. And this is what it has to happen. You got to get out here. And these families all year have been telling the community the struggle. And I hope we don't overlook listening to the struggle that they're going through. Every family that have came into the studio and the difficulty they're having with having assistance from maybe the police department, maybe from the order person. I mean, I would make sure that the order person would got involved in this situation and that they would help the family. This is what these elected officials, when they see people crying out for help like this, this wouldn't be nothing, a 5-minute phone call. You know what I mean? Hey, why don't you let them see the video? You know what I mean? Many times when we get leadership, we need active leadership in certain areas. You can't sit back and coast when it's a lot going on in your area, in your district, and a lot of people coasting and knowing that it's a lot going on. And then we have bought into, well, they can't do everything. They need to put a staff around them so they can do it. They got a raise. I'm just saying. Might as well, be prepared for the constituents in your district to be the leader or have the leadership ideas to move that community forward. So now we have a situation where there's a black woman found on Tytonian Capitol under a bush outside a grocery store. And the family is just asking simple questions. What happened? Is cameras out there? Police have cameras? I don't even know why the detective's stalling them out. I don't even know why a detective would even do this and then go on vacation. Knowing that, you can't tell me that he didn't know that the family was trying to see what they had on video. But he went on vacation. Well, ain't it other people in there that got access to the video? So he the only one. He the only one that can hit play.
That's what we said yesterday. Off air, you and I were talking about, nobody else can hit a VCR. Nobody else knows how to work a DVD player.
And it's digital now. All you got to do is hit the play button. Nobody in the whole 5th District know how to hit the play button.
Bring you and me in there. We'll do it.
Show me where it's at. Everything digital now. Type in Tytonia and Capitol. At what time? At the certain time. And presto. 2 minutes. This is over and done with. I don't understand it. And then the other situation in Brookfield. Family wants to have closure. Black man hanging at a golf course. You would think I would hurry up and show this family just to calm people down over the holidays. Neither one of these families have seen video. Why? If they were white or if they were out any color than black, would they be going through this? Somebody let me know. That's crazy. This is crazy. This is diabolical. Sometimes when I play these audios and I bring these families on here, I'm wondering, are we making the adjustments? I know we're hearing what's happening, but are we really making the adjustments that we need to make due to this information. Understand what I'm saying? We've been on the air for 5 years now, giving y'all the raw, giving y'all the real deal out here on the streets, from the streets, the family's telling you. And it's continuing to happen. And at some point, I got to look at us and say, are we making the changes with our votes, how we deal with each other in the community? Are we making the adjustments, or are we just, or it's just entertainment to get you through the day? Because it's right there, plain and simple. This is what's happening. This is how we being treated. We ain't getting no response. I'm going to call Tory Lowe. That's it. That's the formula. They not doing nothing. We going to get somebody that can do something. But I need to get Truth Nation to move. I need to get Truth Nation to be active. And I need us to all understand that it's never been a better time to regroup, rethink, and reshape. Right now. Going into 2026, are we going to carry the same mind frame, allow the same things to happen in 2026? We had the detox center people in here. They didn't shut down the detox center. We had a charter school come in here. They gave them a year. We got families of victims coming in here saying that they can't get cooperation. Some of y'all like to live in a false delusion. But I can't allow it to happen. I gotta tell you what's really going on so we know where to apply the pressure. A lot of y'all worried about Donald Trump. What's going on with Donald Trump? But you don't know nothing that what's going on down the street. And when you live over by Tytonian Capitol and ain't stopped over there to see what happened to that black woman. Understand what I'm saying? Family standing out there right now. We on the air. Your own neighborhood. All they asking is to see something. Simple request. Who we got on the line? Faye. How you doing, Faye?
Hi.
Blessings, Hi. Faye.
I am good. I just wanted to make a brief comment. I am a former clerk, employee with the Milwaukee Police Department,
mm-hmm.
and I worked in the Detective Bureau. I just was so outdone with the comment that was made that the officer were on a vacation, because while I worked, and which has been over 20-some years, working in the Detective Bureau, they had three shifts, and each shift, especially for homicide, they pass the information on from detective to detective.
Mm.
So to hear that person say that he's on vacation, unless they change the protocol, I don't understand why that information was given to them. The family may know it. The 414-933, I think it is, 7360, which is a direct number into the detective division, and they should be able. Not only that, I would think that the lieutenant or the captain can give the family information. I know there's a lot in the case, and please stop me if I'm going too far, but I know that when the case that is still being investigated,
right.
There are certain things that cannot be discussed
right.
with the family.
But they saying that there's
but
no
to
investigation.
Say that I don't understand that. And if this is recently, I don't understand that. Because that's what they do. And they have a homicide division that works strictly with homicide.
Yeah, just making me scratch my head. I mean, it's not that complex. I appreciate you, Faith, for tapping in with your experience, with your knowledge, with what you understand, because that's powerful. You know, the thing is, why are they getting the runaround for something that's so simple? Around the holidays, too. That's stressing out the added stress on the family. Why would they do that? Why would they allow for this family, knowing that they calling up there? You know what? I can see the lady up at the 5th District. Oh, it's that family again. What do you think we should tell them? Tell them I'm on vacation. Like, playing around, like, with the tax people's money. Like, that's crazy work. That's wild. But you know, the 5th District got a history of problems. That's where I first did my first active advocacy, my first legal case with illegal strip searching going on. They was illegal strip searching black men from that district. I had to go against them. When I first came home, it was illegal strip searching going on. 8 police officers from the 5th District. That was my first organized legal civil and human rights case. I thought they clinked it up by now. Come on now. Show these people the video. Hey, look, when we come back, we got our question of the day. Do you trust fast food delivery drivers? We had another situation where the lady sprayed the mace on the bag. We're going to open up the lines. Stay locked in.
You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
The Truth. Tory Lowe Show. Question of the day. Do you trust the food delivery services? We had to go to Indiana to see something. Usually it's something right here in the city, but this one was so crazy. The woman dropped off the food and then sprayed the food with mace. And we've been talking about different stories this past year about getting your food dropped off by a complete stranger. Do you trust that? I mean, a lot of y'all want the convenience, but if you look at this video, we got video if you watch it as we broadcast live. Let's run that video back from the girl in Indiana dropping off the food. This is crazy video. And she drops off the food, and I wonder, can they see if they get a tip? Because how did she know to spray the food?
My wife had started eating, and she started choking and gasping. And after she had had a couple bites of her food, she actually threw up. It's pepper spray. It's more than likely what it is. But now in this day and age, it could have been anything. Could have been rat poison. Could have been fentanyl. You know, my wife.
Why would she spray the bag with? I mean, don't you know that's tampering? You know, she got what, felonies now? Facing felonies? But it's been problems with people delivering food, and I'm wondering tampering with the food, right? Yeah, but what I'm saying is this a trusted way to get? It sounded pretty good at first, but now it's just erupting. It's always something going on with the food. Somebody just dropped off some Wendy's at the here the other day.
Cost Glenn a weight loss competition.
It cost, yeah, Glenn ate, he ate it. It was sealed. It had a seal on the bag.
Not for long it was sealed.
Yeah, I think Glenn kind of finished it off later, but.
Yogi Bear, man.
What I'm saying is he dropped it off at the wrong place. While I was on the air, he tried to, you know. Knock on the window like we ordered the food. But in the chat, we got Chris in the chat. Chris says, I had a pizza delivered from Pizza Hut once, but they used a DoorDash driver to deliver it. I brought the pizza in, and we opened it and found a whole piece missing, a whole pizza slice missing. He goes on to say, I flagged Buddy down, and his excuse was one of his kids in the back seat must have did it. Thankfully, Pizza Hut gave me my money back, but seriously, stuck with the higher delivery driver. But he should have stuck with the higher delivery drivers. But what I'm saying is people out here, anybody can sign up or get on the app. And if I'm hungry and I'm looking for a job, why not do food delivery so I can, you know, sneak a couple fries, I mean, out the bag. I don't know the logic, but I'm getting paid and I'm getting some need. If I'm hungry right now and I got a car and a driver's license, I could upload this DoorDash app. I'm going to knock out two birds with one stone. If you order the biggie bag and I can drop it off once I take the picture, I had one of my teammates said that every time she ordered something from DoorDash, they would take the picture. And then when she would get down the stairs to go get the food, it was gone. So all you got to do is take the picture and I got a full meal right here. If you got some horrible stories or if you got any opinions on what's going on with these food delivery services, hit me up 833-212-1017. Do you trust it? Do you trust this food being dropped off at the door? Have you had a problem with your food being dropped off? Because I'm telling you right now, they're going to have to reevaluate how they do this. They're going to have to reevaluate how they do this because if people can have access to the food and they don't seal it, what's stopping them from trying to steal it? We got Al on the lines. Al.
Well, the answer to the question, see, things have changed. You have these low-class, no-class, bottom-of-the-barrel bastards who's doing these food deliveries. You also got some of these customers that's also lying, saying they ain't got no food.
Right.
Just so they won't have to pay.
Hey, yep,
see, you what
sure
happens,
do.
The, you have the standards that have dropped.
Mm.
So some people are coming with bonnets. Some people come in there smelling like crack weed.
Oh,
some
wow.
people going to the restaurants pulling guns. Some of them are just trash. They're animals. They're uncouth. They're unkept. See, back in the day, you had substance.
Mm.
These mud kickers, I call them bottom by the trailer, bottom dwellers. They just do anything. So that's why the standards have dropped. Because before, they would have some class.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are delivering food, why would you have your kids? Why would you
right.
have your animals in
the back seat?
It's because,
around the
exactly,
food.
Exactly. So you have these bottom of the barrel, no class, low class, bottom of the, I just call them bottom barrel. They're bottom feeders. So now this is why we're having all these issues with people spitting in their food, spraying their food, customers lying just to get chicken when all of them just get up their ass and cook their own food. But it's just the standards have changed right now.
All right, Al. Like I said, like it's something wrong. It's something wrong out here because back in the day, you liked it to tip the driver. You know, they came, you met them face to face at the door. They, you know, you may gave them whatever, you know, a tip or whatever, and they gone by their business. They did good delivery work. You know, it was some cases where it was kind of funny, but it wasn't common. It wasn't like how it is now. Every day you look up, well, maybe it's common because we got social media. Maybe now social media, people got their cameras, they got these Ring doorbells, they catching all of the action. First of all, after the delivery, do they see if they got a tip? Because most delivery drivers, If they don't know if they got a tip, if they see that they didn't get a tip, they could try to do something, you know, finagle something real quick because they upset in their feelings because you ain't tip them. Now, I thought the tip was extra. Also, I got something else to say about this tip thing that's going on with these kiosks. All these kiosks now got extra tip. You can, you know, they ain't even serving you no more. They just, sometimes they just hit the turnaround and it's a 15%, 20%, or 20%. Like, you ain't even did nothing.
Custom, no tip.
No, I'm just saying, like, you, okay, what am I tipping you for?
Where do you tip?
No, you tip when you sit down and they serve you, they bring you water.
You're not tipping at Mickey D's?
We're going to continue the conversation when we come back. Hey, look, when we come back, Truth Nation, do you trust the delivery food services that's going on? 833-212-1017. Truth Nation, stay locked in.
More of the Tory Lowe Show is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
One-on-one, 7 The Truth, Tory Lowe Show. We're talking about these deliveries, these food deliveries. It's been crazy stories about these food deliveries all year. Even some ending in people losing their life. I mean, it's just wild. But I do want to talk about this tip thing, you know, because they got these kiosks now, and it's all digital now. So it went from having to sit down at a restaurant, eat a nice meal, a waitress comes in, asks you your order, give you your drinks, check on you, how you doing, is there anything else you need? Then they got a nice tip, you know, or you gave them a tip. Okay, this is some service. Now it's 2025, you could be going through the grocery store. Do you want to add extra money? Like, who thought it is? It's now you don't have to do nothing to get a tip. Now, the new y'all, this is why I'm worried about this upcoming generation. They get milked on every aspect of their life. Everything is extra, you know. But this tip thing now, you got, it only give you three options, but you can go to the custom and give an option. But what I'm saying is, where's the service? Is the service the fact that you made the order and they gave you the food? Now you tipping for that? I don't know.
It's, so you have to sit down to give a tip, right?
I have to be served to get a tip.
So like Chili's, you're giving a tip?
No, just if I'm sitting down at a restaurant, I don't care where it's at, and you got a waitress coming in with the, you know, the tab, what do you want to order? Blah, blah, blah. You know, that way is the way I was raised, that way, to give a tip. Yeah.
I've looked them dead in the eye and said, no tip.
What?
Oh, yeah. Not at a waitress.
Oh, wow. Like, you looked at a waitress.
I like Mickey D's. Yeah,
No, there's no waitress at Mickey D's.
Subway? No way.
No, that's not a place where they serve you like that.
But they got the kiosk.
Okay, but this is what I'm saying. This is the new day and age where I want to get free coins from you. That extra. And a lot of people, you know, out of kindness of your heart, now they're training you just to pay just for coming to the restaurant to get the food. It ain't good enough that you pay $40 for their food. Now, hey, you want to add a 20%, 15%, 25% tip just for buying my food.
That's the other thing. If the food wasn't as expensive, fast food's gone up.
That's wild.
The price of fast food's gone up, too.
It's like to me, a lot of people out of just good conscience just will be like, you know what? I'm going to pay an extra tip. You know what I mean? You know, y'all... I came to get y'all food, and I'm going to pay you to give me your food. Like,
you tip
like
I'm going to
tip you. No, not if I'm not sitting down. If I'm going to grab a coffee and I'm finna get up out of there, I'm already servicing you. I'm already paying you money, my cash. And it's already overpriced. It's marked up anyway, right? So what I'm saying is I paid your price. But let's say I sit down and somebody comes and they serve their waitress. There's somebody that's working with you, making sure you have a great experience. That's a tip. That's all I'm saying. But let me know how y'all feel in the chat. Are y'all hitting these kiosks up? Are y'all adding that little extra just because you walked in the order? And then you had to wait till they got done and you went to the pickup and you walked out. It was, all they did was prepare the food and sat it on the counter.
Depends on who's spinning the kiosk too, Tori.
What?
You
depending
got a cute
on what?
Barista? I don't know.
If somebody look good.
Maybe.
If the lady that's taking your order looks good, Andrew, then you, oh, I might give her a tip. It's not going to her.
We just got to look
it's
around.
It's going
you know
to the
mean?
Company.
We just got to look.
833-212-1017. How do you feel about these fast food delivery services? And are you tipping at the kiosk? Have you tipped? Do you got it extra like that? I thought people was hurting right now. I thought that the economy was making a comeback, but I'm just saying, it's just, it all adds up. And do that tip go to the person at the, if you tip at a certain space, let's say you got a family member that's working at the cashier, and then you go and you leave a tip for that, you know, this is my family member, somebody I know, I'm trying to support them, and you leave that tip. Is that going to them or is that going to the company? Are you tipping the company? Do that hit the employees on the check on the back? Do it hit the check? They check books? I don't know. It's extra tricky, but are you paying that little extra at the kiosk? I'm really interested. Somebody said, good show, Torilo. Do you tip at Golden Corral after all you can eat? If I'm serving myself, I already said, if I'm up serving myself, I'm not thinking about tipping nobody. But if I'm getting served, yes, I'm going to tip. 833-212-1017. Denise. How you doing, Denise?
Yeah. I'm doing good.
Are you tipping or are you tripping?
It depends. If I'm sitting down at the table, I will tip.
Right.
I tip at some of the fast food. But the reality is, in Europe, they pay their employees, and they don't expect a tip like we tip here.
Mm.
So it's like insulting. It's insulting to give them a 20% or a 10% tip. I mean, you may give them $5 or something, even for waiting on you, because they're paying their employees good wages and benefits.
Mm. So you're saying if they just paid the employees well, then nobody would have to tip?
That's it. Because we're paying enough for food.
Right. The food's
already. We're paying a lot of money for food, okay?
Right.
We're paying a lot of money for the food already. And it has went up since COVID. Since COVID, it has really went up a lot.
Everything is up.
Yeah.
But they want to get that extra 10, that extra 20%.
Usually my question is, do you, the employee, the cashier, do you get the tip or does it just go to everybody in the place?
Or
and
does
even
it go
at
to
restaurants,
the
do they have to, does, exactly. Do you have to share your tips or does it actually go to you? So, I mean, when I'm sitting down to eat, I prefer to give cash money to my wait staff versus putting it on the bill. You know, I don't put it on my card.
Right, because you're leaving these little, you know, tips. I mean, it could get tricky depending on the boss, depending on the owner. He could be like, that's my money.
Sometimes they split the tips.
But that's at the bar.
But restaurants, too.
Okay, well, like I said, depending on how they got it set up.
Sir Charles gave me good advice.
What did Sir Charles say?
He said, forget the tip jar. Give them the money directly if it's a cute barista.
Mm.
So it might be the move.
Sir Charles also going to say, I ordered online from a pizza place the other day for the first time just to try their $9.99 build-your-own large pizza special online, and it had the nerve to say, don't forget to add your tip. Trying to get that little extra out of you. It all adds up. Look, I mean, all I'm saying is I'm old school. I don't mind tipping, but I ain't tripping. You know, I ain't finna let you trick me out of my little extra coins. If it's service being added, I'm cool with that. It's no problem. But if you just because I walked in the store, like you finna get, I don't know. This new generation probably cool with that. I don't know. 833-212-1017 if you want to join the conversation. It's a lot going on, but I'll tell you right now, I ain't tripping. I mind tipping, but I ain't tripping. When we come back, Truth Nation, we'll have more conversations. Stay locked.